Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Houston talking beef checkoff litigation in just a moment.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
RCAF USA continues their litigation against the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Montana Beef Council. They were successful a couple of years ago in getting a preliminary injunction against the Montana Beef Council that has required the Montana Council to send all of the collected dollar to the Beef Board and then get their part of the dollar that was submitted by producers who give a written okay for the state council to utilize it. RCAF this last year was able to expand that injunction to 14 additional states who at this point don't have to actually send all the money to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, but will be involved in the court case when it does eventually go to trial. Jennifer Houston is president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They're not directly involved in the case, but the case is really all about NCBA. And Houston says that she believes that at the end of the day, the beef checkoff structure established back in the 1980s will be vindicated.
It doesn't seem like we're early in the legal process, but in legal terms, we're early in the process. We do know that we have 14 other state beef councils that will be considered with Montana. In this case, we have some farmers and ranchers in Montana that are interveners. We feel certain when the actual facts of the case that we'll get a good decision. We stand with our state beef councils. That's the way the acting order was written. That's the way that farmers and ranchers wanted it back in 1986, and I think that is still the way that our farmers and ranchers want it. They want local control. They want part to say in their state, and then they'll send the other half.
While RCAF has chosen to attack the Montana Beef Council specifically and these additional beef councils now with their expanded litigation, they're really after the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and their involvement with the beef checkoff because of the merger of NCA and the National Livestock and Meat Board some years back. Jennifer Houston was actually around during that time, and she says today she still believes it was the right thing to do.
I still think it is a decision that it gets the best bang for the buck for our producers. You know, when we had the merger with National Cattlemen's and National Livestock and Meat Board, I served on the National Livestock and Meat Board, which was the home for the Federation of State Beef Councils. We came with that in the merger. I think our expertise as contractors, the checkoff, when National Livestock and Meat Board, they were the organization with the expertise, and that's all they thought about is beef promotion. Now that it's housed under the umbrella of NCBA, as a contractor of the beef checkoff, we still have a portion of our staff, again, firewall between the policy and checkoff dollars. And we're the only organization that has a partial staff that's devoting nothing more than what the acting order wanted. Research, information, consumer, you know, advertising, and this type of thing. So I think we're very proud of what we do as a contract to beef checkoff. It is it's hard to get in the game because it's a reimburse-only a game, and a lot of people, a lot of organizations don't have the wherewithal or the want to get approved, spend all the money, and then ask for it back. So even though we opened it up to other organizations several years ago that weren't in existence in 1986, we really haven't seen, I can think of one, and they actually would have been eligible from day one. So we've not seen a lot of people flock to want to do that kind of checkoff work. So we get, we take a lot of flack for it, but I feel very confident that we do a good job because we have oversight. We have committees that look at the results, and we have metrics that measure this is what we think we're going to do with this project. And then at the end, this is what we've done. That operating committee, which is composed of beef board members as well as federation members that see how it plays out at the national level as well as the state level. There's oversight there. So I feel very confident we're doing a great job for the people that pay the check off.
NCBA's Jennifer Houston. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.